Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and field student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, the Barbadians shed some light on horse racing, a topic which was raised in a letter to the editor of the newspaper. According to the detailed description, the crowds at the garrison were thick, as spectators lined the road, hustling to get to the event. Neither race nor class seemed to separate those who attended, an indication that horse racing was enjoyed by one and all. The writer of the letter, however, was not so supportive, as in his eyes, horse racing attracted the worst characters in society. He criticized the use of profanity by excited spectators, to which Christian young people and virtuous ladies were forced to bear witness. He also noted that the races disrupted the productive economy. For instance, a manager of an estate 8 miles from town lamented a shortage of sugar workers because many of his laborers had taken the day off to go to the garrison. Despite the writer's grievance with such, it is reasonable that hard-working manual laborers would desire a day to unwind and relax. He further denounced the placing of bets, a less than favored practice, which was often the heart and soul of the racecourse. It was not uncommon for those who lost their bets to be tempted to commit suicide. Other times they resorted to savage quarrels and were even known to commit attempted murder of the winners. He even cited the example of a man named Hunter, who in a fit of rage drew a weapon on his opponent and cut out his bowels. The moralist closed his letter by citing the occurrence of 3 sudden deaths in the 3 days preceding the races. The first man was colored and resided in the city when he burst a blood vessel and bled to death. The second was a young white man who worked in the boiling house at Clifton Estate. Taking a break from his work and enjoying some sugarcane, he almost immediately started to convulse before becoming stiff and passing away. The final man was a black cooper who lived near Lear's, and on his way to work, he fell and died. The writer therefore reasoned that the death of these 3 men, white, colored, and black, was a premonition to persons of all races to stay away from the activities at the garrison. His warnings evidently fell on deaf ears, as horse racing has continued to thrive in Barbados and still attracts people from all walks of life. The dangers associated with this leisure activity were, however, emphasized in the Barbadian on this day, May 22nd, 1858.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.